Small victories. Travel, I discovered, is built on small victories. My first was ordering food successfully at a tiny restaurant tucked between alleys. I stumbled over my words, cheeks burning, but the waiter smiled and patiently guided me through. When the dish arrived, fragrant and steaming, I felt a surge of pride. It wasn't just a meal, it was proof that I could survive, even thrive, outside my comfort zone. Another triumph came when I navigated the public transportation system. The trains were fast, efficient, and completely overwhelming. I misread signs, boarded the wrong car, and ended up two stops away from my intended destination. Yet, in the process of asking strangers for help, I discovered something unexpected: eye kindness. People pointed, gestured, even walked with me to the right platform. That human generosity transcended language, and it gave me courage to keep trying. Moments of discomfort. Of course, not every moment was triumphant. There were times when the strangeness pressed down heavily. I remember sitting in a crowded plaza, surrounded by families laughing and friends chatting, and realizing that I was utterly alone. The loneliness was sharp, almost physical, and for a moment I questioned why I'd come at all. But then a child wandered over, curious about the foreigner with a backpack. She smiled, waved, and offered me a piece of candy. That small gesture reminded me that connection can happen anywhere, even when words fail. Discomfort, I realized, was not something to be avoided. It was part of the journey, discovering the culture. As days turned into weeks, the unfamiliar began to soften. I visited temples that seemed to breathe with centuries of history, their stone walls cool under my hands. I watched artisans carve intricate designs with a patience I could never master. I sat in cafes, eavesdropping on conversations I could not understand, but still felt the rhythm of. Food became a gateway into the culture. Each dish carried a story, a soup passed down through generations, a dessert made for festivals, a spice blend unique to a region. Sharing meals with locals opened doors to their lives, and soon I was not just a tourist but a participant, however briefly, in their everyday routines.